Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. Picking up the top of the page, second line, end of the line, next part of the Mishnah, Tful Yom. That is, somebody goes to the mikvah, but they didn't have Harav Shemesh. The night didn't yet come upon them. Then they go ahead and they're involved in doing this. They're going to be Pasal. They're doing the Avodah and will Pasal the Avodah. The Tanya, where do we know this from? The Tanya runs to the Brisa, Rabbi Simai Omer. Remez Letful Yom Shem Avad Chilal Minayin. Remez that of Tful Yom, if he goes and does the avoda, where do we know it's going to be Mechalel? Talmud Lomar Pasuk says Kedoshim Yihu Velo Yechalelu. Rashi says Gabei Tuma Ksev BeEmor and Parshas Emor Velo Yechalelu. Ki Es Ishe Hashem Lechem Mechil Kachem Akasam B'Davar. It's not going to be Mechal Kachem. Emeinu Inyan LeTame. If it's not, there's no shachas to the word of Tame, to Inyan of Tame. Why? The Nafik Minvinazir. We learned a few daf ago. About a couple daf ago, from the pasuk v'yinazru, Rashi says dechsev bechilol that tenei inyan l'tful yom. Then let's say it's also then it's applied to the area of tful yom. In fact, the Gemara, why would you place it into the inyan of a tful yom? Emet tenei inyan lekoreach karcha ulamashchis pas zaken, because that's what the pasukim are talking about. Rashi says d'minayu salik. A few pasukim earlier, that's what it was going off. It came off that loikchu karcha. You don't tear a bald spot for samachay kedoshim yu. Right after, it puts the words of kedoshim yu. No shaykhis to a tful yom, but rather somebody who does one of these things that does the avoda, it's got a pasul. Says Gemara, no. It's got to be talking about a tful yom. And I'll tell you why. Tful yom, someone who's tummy, he goes to the mikvah, now he's to wait for the nightfall, you know, so what happens? To im avad b'misa minalan, if a tful yom does an avodah, how do we know that he gets misa with the shamayim? The Gemara, chilul chilul mitruma, there's a gezeira shava of the words chilul chilul from truma. Rashi points out this is Gezeira Shavah. We find him in Sechas Sanhedrin. We have by us by Tful Yom. It says Velo Yichalelu Shem Eloheim, and we also have by Truma says Veshamru Es Mishmarti Velo Yisu Alav Chetu Mesu Bo Ki Yichaleluhu. And therefore we go and we compare the Chilul just like by Truma it's Kaiv Misa B'Di Shemaim. Someone who goes and eats Truma is Tamei. So to someone who does Avoda, the pasuk back in the Gemara, the pasuk B'Truma Machil Avoda. One who is pasul to eat truma is going to pasul, is going to mechalel the avoda. The low pasul of a truma, low machel avoda. But someone who's not pasul truma will not be machel the avoda. Somebody who just makes a bald spot or, you know, tears out the, right, or shave something that he does. That's not going to be a problem of eating truma. Therefore, it can't be talking about that. It must be talking about a tful yom. Now, frags the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Lamele de Kasavachmana Tamei, Utvul Yom, Umechus Kippurim. Might have to say all three of these type of people. That is a coin that's Tamei, the vote is going to be Pasal. One that's a Tvul Yom, the vote is going to be Pasal, Umechus Kippurim, which is a person who has to now bring a carbon the next day that if he goes and he does it, it's going to be Pasal. Just write one of them and learn the rest of them out from that one. Says the Gemara Tzrichi, you have to read all of them. Because Rachona Tamei of the Torah would have just written the idea of a person who's Tamei of a Kohen who's Tamei that it's going to be passeling it. I would say but that's because she came with Tamei. A Tamei person is with Tamei other things. And therefore, yeah, you can't go ahead and learn it out from other things which are not as Chamor. But Tful Yom, it was just written by a Tful Yom. But Mechusa Kippurim, Lo Asi Minei, she came Pasal B'Truma. A Tful Yom, if you, that's all we wrote, then we wouldn't be able to learn that Mechusa Kippurim, because a Tful Yom is someone's not allowed to have Truma. But a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to have Truma. Once a Harav Shemesh, she's allowed to have Truma now, so if you can't learn out from it. And Mechusa Kippurim, if you just read Mechusa Kippurim, then Tful Yom, Lo Asi Minei, I wouldn't learn that Tful Yom from it, she came Mechusa Maisa. Because my Mechusa Kippurim, the reason why it's going to be possible is because Mechusa Maisa of actively going out to bring a carbon, but Tful Yom it's just a mamelitic thing, and therefore you have to write all three. So let's go, okay, Michadilah, see, we got it, you can't just write one and learn out the other two. But why not learn, write two of them? Tasi, had the mitaiti, learn out one from two of them. You have to write all three, write two of them, and learn the third one out from those two. So let's go, okay, Behei lo lichta rechmana, which one do you want to leave out and not write and learn it out? Lo lichta mechusa kippurim, you want to say, let's not write mechusa kippurim, and we'll learn it out from Tame and Tful Yom. And learn from the others, but we can't because Mala Anach came Pesulah Metruma. We know that they're possible to have Truma. A Tame person can have Truma, and a Tful Yom can't have Truma. So maybe that's the reason why it's going to passel the carbon that they bring, but maybe Chusapurim wouldn't. They have to write that. Let's not write the Tful Yom. We'll just write the case of Tamei and Mechosar Kippurim. And then, yeah, Tful Yom for sure. No, right, the Mike Parach. What exactly are you going to ask on this? Mala Anav, Shekin Mechosar Maisa, that by when it comes to the one who's Tamei and the one who is Mechosar Kippurim, they're actually lacking a Maisa. Let's go to Mikvah to bring a carbon. And this one isn't, but so if Kalisha Tumasan, at the end of the day, if you're leaning about Tful Yom and our left is with Tame and Mechusa Kippurim, we're going to say that you can't compare Tame and Mechusa Kippurim one to the next. They can't be, this tag team over here because of the fact that the idea of Tuma is weaker than the area of Tful Yom because the Pasik, someone's Mechusa Kippurim is weaker than the Tful Yom. Because he already had nightfall, but the Tful Yom didn't have nightfall yet, so they can't even tag him. Beep, turn the page. Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Wait, no beeping. Let's go one step back for a second. Read incorrectly. What it's saying is like this. Don't write Tful Yom. Learn that from the other ones. The person who is Tamei, the one who's Mechusar Kapara. What are you going to ask of that? Therefore, you can't learn out from it. Now we answer up to say, no, but so Klisha Tumasam, their Tuma is weaker than that of the Tful Yom. The one who's Mechusar Kapara is already at nightfall. And after he already went to the mikvah, but the Tful Yom didn't have it yet. And even that's going to pass out to you too. It's going to pass out as well. So why don't we just write these two and you don't have to write that third one. Now, beep, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. No, because Rabbah, this is, we're in the world of Rabbah, Kasavir Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. Rabbah says the case that we're talking about here is a case of a Zav, and someone who saw an emission, and now he's going to bring the carbon. And he's of the opinion, Kasavir Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. He says someone who's Mechusar Kippurim, it's like a Zav Tzav. Rashi says, top right, top left. Rabbah the Darsha Lahai Shmaita Lameimar the Kula Tricha. He's saying, oh, this is Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav. Who would then Lametzor? Someone to Mitzor as well. Elacham, I'm not going to pick one of them. It's like he didn't even taval. He's like on a level, like he didn't even do tefillah. Even though he did do tefillah, we consider like not. We ate truma. Now he's going to be chayv kares. Oim nagaba, who we touched it. Taman is going to be metame. Lamana smehan rishon v'sheni. It makes into rishon v'sheni. Kach lo kol shetuma. Tuma is actually not weaker. Esel kachim klal. Therefore, since it's Mochamer, that's the reason why it's going to be Metam, Pasal the carbon, but we wouldn't know what would be Tful Yom, and therefore we had to actually write that out. Now, once we started this Inyan about a Zav, who is the Mechusar Kapara, is considered like a full-fledged, straight-up Zav, now we take a look at this idea a little more. We're going to see that this concept of Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami, maybe actually is a Machlokas Tanaim, and we're going to show that, and we're going to show maybe not even, and we're going to explain how, where we learned that from, that it means something else. So Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami Tanaim is a Machlokas Tanaim. The time relates to the Braisa. This is talking about the Paraduma. By the Paraduma, Sarfa, Onen Mechusar Kippurim. Let's say you have an Onen, we know it's all about the Karbanos. But he goes and he burns the paraduma. Umechusik kippurim, the person didn't yet bring the carbon, goes and he burns the paraduma. Ksherer, as she says, the kache bedeka bayasi, the ain onin aser ba de loksive hanach cry, ela bekachem mizbeach. The only time an onin is also to be involved with the carbon if it has to do with the mizbeach. But this is kache bedeka bayas. This is not done on the mizbeach, therefore, if he goes and he burns it, it's going to be kasha. Yosef Abavli Omer, onin kasha. He says, yeah, an onin is going to be kasha. Mechusik kippurim, psula. Mechusik kippurim is going to be pasul. My lav, or is it not this? This is Machlokas Yamala Bahakam. This is what they're arguing over. My Sava, that one of them holds, the first one who says that it's going to be Fa, it's Mechusar Kippurim Kizav Dami, Dizav Kizav Dami, right? That's the one that says it's not going to be good is because it says Mechusar Kippurim Dizav is like a Zav Dami. My Sava Lav Kizav Dami. And the other one must say that it's not a Zav, and therefore his Tumma is considered like it's lower, it's weaker, and therefore he's allowed to go and bring the Paraduma. Oh, there we go. Rashi says Lav Kizav Dami, Vadli Kitful Yom. The Kaiman Lund, the Kasher apart. It's going to be Kasher. So we see this idea of a Mechusar Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami is a Machlokas Tanaim. So it's going, nope. Lo, that is not true. That's not what the machlokus is. Rather, what is the machlokus? The kuliyam, because of the Avram really says that a mechusar kipurim, somebody bringing another carbon of a zav, is like a zav. So then, what's dealing over here? What's the machlokus? This is what the machlokus is over. The ksev hiza hatar. It says when it comes to the idea of paraduma, the tar person shall spritz the stuff on the summon of the person to make him tar. Now, the fact that he's saying the tar person you spritz, that's very extra. Because the pasuk right before it said that it's got to be done by someone which is tahor, right? It says v'loka chizov v'tava b'mayim ish tahor v'hiza, and that's the v'hiza tahor meklas shehu tameh. It must be that when it's saying it a second time, it's implying that this person has some level of tuma limid al tful yom shekasher b'para, and that what does that mean? This concept that he's tameh, there is a level of tuma that he already went to the mikvah, but it wasn't yet nightfall. Mar Savar, so one of them says that the Tanakama, he says that the pasuk that says that full yom is going to be okay to do the paraduma is tuma de kol haTorah kula. He's talking about full yom of any tuma that's mentioned in the entire Torah. He's talking about full yom is going to become completely Torah by night, right? After he went to the mikvah, let's say he touched the sherets. And if someone has to bring a carbon, let's say he's a vazav, who had, you know, became a zav over here. And, now, Umar Savi, the other one says, Toma Dahach Parsha. He says that this is Yosef HaBavli, that the Pasuk is talking about only its full yom of the Tumah that's dealt with in that particular Parsha that it was talking about. And that is coming in contact with a dead body. Oh, Hilkach, therefore, right, that whole section of Paraduma is talking about what has to do when somebody becomes Tumah Mace. So Yosef HaBavli is saying that its full yom is allowed to go ahead and do the thing of paraduma. It's only its full yom became tamei by touching a dead body. Hilkach onin its full yom the tamei sheretz dekile. Therefore, this idea of an onin its full yom who became tamei by, you know, sheretz, which is something that's much more makel than a dead body, also a kavachomer its full yom the mace. They learn it from a kavachomer. Av a mechusar kipurim dezav the chamir, but the zav who's a mechusar kipurim, not just tful yom. That's more chamer than the tful yom. It became tame by dead body. Shekin tuma yotza alav migufo, because the zav's tuma came from his own body. Lo, you can't learn that out from the tful yom. So according to Yosef HaBavli, this idea, he says that the Torah's allowance over here is talking about by a dead body, right? And therefore, it's you can't learn out from that. The same idea of someone's mechusar kipurim. So we see, bottom line is that it's a different machlokas than Gansin, but it's not the machlokas, the mechusar kipurim, the zav, because of everyone's going to say that that is the case, period. Zok the next hailing a part of the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, Mechusar Begadim, if you have one of the coins doing the Avodah, either the coin Gadol, if he wears 8 Shmona Begadim, or the coin Hedra was 4 Begadim, if he's not wearing it, then he's going to pass the Avodah. Minalan, where do we know this from? Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav Yochanan, Umatu Bush, Mishmid Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, the Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, V'chagarta Osam Avnit Aaron, Ubanim V'chavashlem Migbos, and you should put them, you have to put on the Avnate, part of the big dekuna, Aaron and his sons, and you shall wrap the head of the thing he wears on his head, the hat, v'haisalem, kuhuna, l'chukasolam. You have the kuhuna, l'chukasolam. As she says, v'haisalem, halavish dazos, l'kuhuna, alma, kuhunasam, tuluya, b'b'dayim, the kuhuna to depend on it. V'ilo, havalu, zarim, u'bizar, askon, d'meichal avoda. If not, then they're going to be considered a zar, and that's going to be mechal de avoda. Says the Gemara now, b'smash, b'gdayim aleim, kuhunasam aleim. As long as the b'gdayim aleim, the kuhuna is on them. And b'gdayim aleim, b'gdayim aleim, not on them. Then, in kuhunasam aleim, the kuhuna is not considered on them. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking up with this, God willing, next time. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day.